This podcast was first broadcast on 92.6 FM Radio Verulam. Go to radioverulam.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts and, if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Coming up later, Wilder St Albans at last gets underway with the appointment of Heidi Carruthers as project officer. We'll hear from Heidi about how she's getting started and what we can do to help. Plus, Ali Insull of St Albans Friends of the Earth talks about the Hertfordshire Environment Hustings. But first, meeting a friend and going for a walk with a takeaway coffee has been one of these small pleasures of the past few months. But a glance at a city centre bin will show you that this hasn't been without an environmental cost. Disposable coffee cups, thousands of them. St Albans School sixth former Olivia has a plan to deal with the problem, and she's started a petition asking for recycling bins for coffee cups to be installed in the town centre. I spoke to Olivia and I started by asking her what had got her thinking about coffee cups.
It's a good question. So last year, before the Christmas lockdown, I managed to get away and visit Oxford for a day. And I noticed in their town centre, city centre part, they had these kind of funny looking bins, and I wondered what they were for. And I looked a little bit closer and they were actually coffee cup recycling bins. And at that point, I wasn't even sure whether coffee cups could be recycled. And then I thought, what a fantastic idea, because disposable coffee cups, I see them getting just being thrown in landfill all the time. And I thought, what a great idea to separate them out and recycle them.
Okay, so can coffee cups be recycled?
So I did a little bit of research. They can be recycled, but they're difficult to recycle because they have two materials blended together. They have a plastic inner coating and then they have a paper backbone, if you like. And separating those two materials is quite difficult, but they can be recycled. And there are, I think, four facilities in the UK which have the recycling plants that can recycle them.
Okay. So you decided to launch a petition. What's the petition asking for?
So the petition is to just raise awareness, to let the St Albans Council know that this is something people would benefit from, that coffee is, you know, a big part of our high street in St Albans. There is numerous really great coffee shops and it's almost become a social thing now, getting a coffee with a friend, especially since, you know, lockdown has ended. And yeah, so it's primarily to raise awareness, to get the council thinking about whether they could implement something to stop just the sheer volume of coffee cups going to landfill.
Right, okay. And you're hoping that they might listen to this and perhaps to install some of the recycling bins similar to what you saw in Oxford?
Yes, exactly. And they've popped up in little areas. So there's some in Canary Wharf, I think, a couple in Liverpool Street Station. Somebody commented on my video that they had them in Liverpool. So they're popping up around the UK, I think.
I suppose the issue is quite one thing, recycling, but actually, you know, thinking about the waste hierarchy, reuse kind of comes first. Wouldn't it be better to get people back to taking along their own reusable coffee cups?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Reusable cups are great, but there are a couple of things. Obviously, it takes energy and it's energy intensive to create the reusable cup. So generally, reusable cups are great for the environment as long as you're using them frequently. So if you are a regular coffee drinker, then getting a reusable cup is great. And the other thing is, obviously, we're not always going to remember to take reusable cups, as sad as that is. Sometimes it's just the last thing you think about when you walk out the door. So having recycling points for disposable cups is a good almost halfway house.
Yeah. Also, some coffee places they're slightly reluctant to allow the use of reusable cups because they have concerns about contamination in these COVID times as well.
I think there was somebody commented on a Facebook post the other day that there was a study into exactly how much contamination through reusable coffee cups. And I think the general consensus from the study was that it wasn't a big transmission through reusable coffee cups. And I think places are now starting to take them again.
Well, that's good news. But in the meantime, we've got your petition. You're asking St Albans District Council to install these recycling points so that hopefully we can avoid all these coffee cups ending up in landfill. Olivia, good luck with your petition. And I do hope that you'll come and tell us whether it's successful.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You can find the link to Olivia's petition by searching for St Albans City Centre coffee cups, or I'll also put it into the notes to the podcast of this show, which you can find on radioverulam.com/podcasts. And just looking now, I can see that over 1,000 people have already signed the petition, and the number is ticking up as I speak. And also, Olivia's made a great video, which you'll also find on the petition page, so do take a look there. Now, Wilder St Albans is an exciting project for the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust, funded by St Albans District Council, that was conceived well before first lockdown, but has just now got properly underway with the appointment of Heidi Carruthers as Wilder St Albans Project Officer. I spoke to Heidi to find out more about the project, how she's getting started, and what we can do even at this early stage. So first of all, Heidi, congratulations on your exciting appointment. So this isn't your first role with the Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust. Do you just want to tell us where else we might have come across you there?
Yeah, thanks very much, Amanda. No, so I've been working with Herts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust for the last over five years now in a people and wildlife officer role that's based over in Harpenden. So I've been working in partnership with Harpenden Town Council as their dedicated people and wildlife officer and supporting them in managing their green spaces as best they can for wildlife and helping the local communities in Harpenden learn about what they have on their doorstep.
Brilliant. Well, that sounds like a great start to this brilliant project here. So for those of you who haven't heard, can you just give us a little potted description of what Wilder St Albans is?
Yeah, sure. So it's an incredibly exciting partnership project with St Albans District Council over the next 2 years, where we're aiming to empower thousands of people across our district to take action for wildlife. And it doesn't matter who you are, there will be opportunities for absolutely everyone to get involved and actions that we can all take.
That sounds fabulously exciting. So you're very early into your role. You've only started a couple of days ago. But what are you going to be doing? What will your role encompass?
I think the key message for this project is that, you know, everyone has something to offer and there is something that everyone can do. So over the next couple of months, we'll be listening to the local community and working out the exact details as to how best we can support people in achieving these aims that we've set ourselves. So certainly we'll be creating an online hub that will be crammed packed full of resources and toolkits for people to use to take individual and community action for wildlife on their patch. We'll also be creating a social media platform so people can share ideas and support one another within the community, which will be a really big part of it. We also want to create a map so people can plot their actions so we can start to build up a picture of how all of our individual actions are working together across our district to improve the nature network around us. So lots of different things going on in the first couple of months, but then we'll, you know, move on to supporting people directly in the community to drive forward their own wilder ideas. So I would say, you know, if there's anything you are doing already or you have plans for something wild that you want to do, then please get in touch with us because we can work together to support you in doing that.
Okay. I was going to say, so Heidi, so where would we find out more or how can we get in touch with you?
Yeah, certainly. So as I said, we'll be creating this online presence or web page over the next sort of 4 to 6 weeks. So certainly that will be a hub or a one-stop shop to go to for anything Wilder St Albans. In the meantime, you can contact me directly by email at the Wildlife Trust. So my email address is heidi.carruthers, that's spelled C-A-R-R-U-T-H-E-R-S, at hmwt.org. So do get in touch now and we can look at how we can work together over the coming months and years.
Well, I hope lots of people get in touch because it sounds so exciting. And, you know, the thought of having a Wilder St Albans with just a bit more wildlife that we can all enjoy is a really good one, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And if you are already doing something on your patch where you live or in your school or in your workplace, then you are already a part of Wilder St Albans. So, you know, we'll be also coming to you as sort of our ambassadors locally in the community to see how you can support other people who are just starting on their Wilder journeys.
That's a good point, Heidi, because I do get the feeling that actually there are a lot of people around St Albans who really care about wildlife and, as you say, are already active. So it would be nice to have something to join all those activities together, won't it?
Yeah, certainly. And certainly I will be looking at getting in touch with a lot of these local groups over the coming months to see how we can best work together in kind of achieving this Wilder St Albans collectively. Yeah.
Brilliant. So Heidi, will you be able to come back and keep us updated with how the project is going?
I would absolutely love to. Yes, no, I'd love to come back and let you know kind of progress so far. So Wilder actions that have already been taking place, but then also update you on how, you know, you can get involved in different ways as the project progresses, because certainly we'll be looking for, you know, people to help us in a volunteering capacity to deliver some of our public engagement activities and that sort of thing. And as I said, looking for these sort of local ambassadors within the community to help us drive forward Wilder actions.
Well, we'll look forward to talking to you in the coming months then. Heidi, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Many thanks. Thank you, Amanda.
I was talking there to Heidi Carruthers, and Heidi has agreed to come back each month to share with us how Wilder St Albans is going and how we can help make St Albans just a little bit wilder. Now, rewilding might be the subject of one of the questions at a hustings being held next week. Council elections are coming up on the 6th of May with 1/3 of district council seats up for grabs, but all seats at Hertfordshire County Council up for election. Friends of the Earth groups from around Hertfordshire are getting together to organise the Hertfordshire Environment Hustings on the evening of the 19th of April. I spoke to Ali Insall from St Albans Friends of the Earth, and I started by asking, why are the Hertfordshire County Council elections important from an environmental point of view?
Well, Hearts County Council make a lot of important decisions that affect sustainability and our environment. Hearts County Council have responsibility for roads and the provision of cyclists on those roads, for speed limits, for waste management. They also own a lot of land and decide how that will be used. That's obviously key for things like biodiversity. They are responsible for planting street trees. They are responsible for the pension of thousands of people. And so ensuring that those are invested in sustainable companies and shares is critical. And as a last example, they provide food to schools and many other people across the council. So, you know, we need to ensure that those are being sustainably sourced and environmentally conscious.
Okay, so a wide area of things they're responsible for there. So just tell us how the hustings will work. I assume it's going to be online.
Exactly, yeah. So it'll be online via Zoom. So on the evening, you just get a link having signed up, which you can click on and join from 7 p.m. And it'll last about an hour and a half. And for the first few minutes, there'll be an introduction to the candidates. So there'll be two representatives from each of the Conservatives, Greens, Labour and Lib Dems. So they'll have a couple of set questions just to get the hustings going. And then really for the majority of the time, it will be audience contributed questions. So you can type questions into a computer and people can vote for the most popular, and then those will be asked of the candidates, and each party will respond to all of the questions.
Okay, so this is a public event, it's not just for Friends of the Earth members or anything like that?
Absolutely, yeah, open to everyone. So organised by Friends of the Earth, but very keen for as many people as have an interest in sustainability and the environment to dial in and to get a bit of an understanding of how the four parties differ in their approach and their intentions for managing sustainability over the next kind of electoral cycle.
I hope it goes very well indeed. Thank you very much for telling us about that.
Thank you very much.
I was talking there to Ali Insull of St Albans Friends of the Earth. And to attend the Hearts Environment Hustings on Monday the 19th of April at 7 o'clock, you'll need to book your place. And as with the rest of the information from this show, I've put the link into the notes that accompany the podcast of this show, which you'll find at radioverulam.com/podcasts. Or you can also find it on our social media. That's at RV_environment on Twitter, or check out the Environment Matters Facebook page. And whilst you're at radioverulam.com/podcast, you might also want to check out last week's show when local man Michael asked us to sign his petitions to save trees. Or indeed, you could go back to last year when Tim Hill of Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust explained the background to the Wilder St Albans project and why Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust had felt well placed to take on the challenge. And talking of challengers, the Wilderhood Watch has launched their Sunflower Challenge 2021. After the huge success of last year's Sunflower Challenge, with sunflowers popping up all over St Albans, they've decided to challenge us once more to grow sunflowers to benefit both insects and birds, and of course brighten up St Albans. Now, there are loads of pickup points around the district where you can pick up a packet of free sunflower seeds. Just check out the Wilderhood Watch website, that's wilderhoodwatch.org, for more information and to find the pickup point that is nearest you. And if you're interested in growing not just sunflowers but perhaps something to eat, then you might like to know that Sustainable St Albans are holding an online event on Thursday the 22nd of April at 7:30. Now, they invite you to come and hear about growing food on our windowsills, in our gardens or in local nurseries, whether it's reducing food miles, cutting out plastic, avoiding chemical pesticides or eating seasonally. There are many great reasons to grow your own or to buy locally grown produce. Now, they've got a panel and that includes Kate Swindles from Grow Community Sopwell, Ian Langford from Food Smile St Albans, and Open Food Garden Project volunteers and others. Now, there's going to be an opportunity to swap plant tips, and there's going to be question and answers as well. So do sign up, whether you're green-fingered or not, and you can book your place on the Sustainable St Albans website. Now, it's always great to hear from you. Do contact me via social media, or you can drop me a line on amanda@radioverulam.com. Love to hear your news and ideas that you'd like me to cover. I'm going to be back at the same time next week. Until then, take care and thanks for listening.